The Kyle and Jackie O Show on air with IYM7. Do you have trouble losing weight? Call 1-300-638-226.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Happy Melbourne Cup Day.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you putting on a bet? Have you got a psychic feeling?
I really... really do.
Who's your money going on?
Well, I get, because the way I usually pick it is I get a number.
Oh, hang on. Tim, you don't understand. You're just doing what everyone does in the office. Who are you putting the bet on? But what you don't understand is Jackie has psychic ability.
Well, oh. Tim, I've done 2 out of 3.
Yeah, okay. I'll put some money on whatever you
Some would say. Think 2 out of 3 is just a fluke.
No, because I never picked the favourite, ever.
Yeah,
the favourites didn't. Every time I've picked that, it's never been the favourite.
Even the day you lost, it wasn't the favourite.
Yeah,
either.
Wasn't a good day. But anyway, we'll get to that later. And of course, Herpy the Hermy Crab, who we believe is psychic, our little team pet.
Yeah.
He'll have a go as well. Now, you may want. Right. How's he going to have a go? We set up a table with all of the horses, and whichever one he runs to is.
Well, runs
we say
or
is the prediction.
Shuffles along to.
Yeah.
What else is on today? Surely we're not just doing that shit.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you mean the...
Shouldn't be swearing so early. Not even angry.
Our Big Brother evictees, Boog and Drew, were eliminated last night. We'll be talking to them.
Boog and Drew. Yeah, Drew's the Molly's boyfriend.
No, he's gone. We spoke to him last week.
Oh, that's
week.
Right.
That's
Who's
it.
Drew?
Drew's like the very good-looking, long, dark hair.
Is that the one that Tully would have had a busy night
Yeah,
with?
That's the one.
Oh, Tully's boyfriend. Tully's fling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we should have ring Tully and ask if they...
That's what I want to know.
If she went up there and spent the night with him.
If you're in Tully, you might get Drew.
She was there.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, she met him on stage.
Oh, Velma. Velma, you got to get Tully on the phone.
I'll try and get her on the phone.
Get her ringing now. Oh, she got nothing else. Probably still going.
They would be in bed together right now.
Yeah, well, because they
no
party
question.
All night.
Yeah.
They'd only just be getting to sleep right now.
I know.
They'd be
so,
kissing
yeah.
like, we're finally out of the house, bubs.
That would have been hot sex last night. Definitely.
Well, after 3 months, it might not have been so long.
Yeah.
Might have been a quickie.
Do you reckon they ever do that thing, you know, like, do they...
What are you whispering for? I have to keep turning the music down so I can hear you.
I'm feeling dirty.
Do you reckon they, like, how would they do that to themselves? You know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I dare not just start answering in case it's not what you think.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
How
sort
would
of self-gratification.
You do that? Yeah. Would they do that in the house and how would they do that? Because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there's no spot you can't. There's no spot you can do it in there.
The toilet.
So would you do...
No, there's cameras in the toilet.
There are cameras in the toilet. There's not a place in that house that you've got to yourself. So that's what I'm wondering.
See, when I was in there at Celebrity Big Brother, they didn't have cameras in the toilet. And we had the hidden smoking wall that
but
I'm never allowed
guys,
to talk about.
You had special celebrity privileges.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
So you can
like
have your
that.
Celebrity flog with no one knowing. But on but in the normal show, there's no chance.
No, they see everything.
Mm. Unless you do some weird thing under the doona, but that would be just weird.
And there's other housemates next to you.
You're like, hey, Boog, can you see anything moving? No. It's too hard. You got Tully yet or not?
Not yet.
Have it is pretty dialed? Early. It is pretty early.
You rung up yet, or you're still looking in your book?
I've got a number here.
Well, ring the frigging number up.
And Chris Hemsworth will be joining us as well. Good old Chris Hemsworth. Oh, there you go. Let's play Instagram.
We've dragged it out of love. Enough. We still haven't even rung up.
If you would like to win $1,000, call us right now with Instagram on 131060.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Kyle and Jackie O. Let's
talk money. Kyle and Jackie O's.
Instagram, this is how it works. Rebecca rang us up, 131060. She did exactly what she was asked. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You got the grand. $1,000 is yours. Now all you got to do is hold on to that with a series of questions.
Yes, you've got 4 topics here that we're going to run through. Depending on how well you think you're going to know that topic is how much you want to bet on the line with that 1,000. Okay.
Are you feeling confident?
No, a bit nervous, actually.
Yeah,
let's see
stressing.
How you go. Okay, the first topic is horse racing. How much of the 1,000 do you want to put on the line?
250.
Here is your question. Answer it in 4 seconds, Rebecca. Which famous horse won 3 Melbourne Cups in a row in 2003, 2004 and 2005?
Maccabi Diva.
Yes! Nice work.
Good. You've kept the 250 out of the grand.
She's good.
Okay, next one is 90s music. You've got 750 left to play.
I'll do 250.
Another 250. Okay.
I hate when they bet.
It's pretty easy to work out.
I like all in or nothing.
Which international band had a hit with the song Wonderwall?
No idea.
Really? It was Oasis.
Oh, she's only 26, Jackie.
Oh, okay.
You've I know you still think you're 19.
You've lost 250. Now you've got 500 left.
Have you ever heard of Oasis?
I have, yeah.
Not the thing in the desert, the band.
Yes.
Okay, your next category is...
I never liked Oasis.
Fast food. How much you want to put on fast food?
250.
Another 250. Here we go.
Why don't you bet the lot?
Which food chain has the slogan "Eat Fresh"?
Subway.
Yes! Yeah.
All right. Nice. We've kept 500. We have 250 left, so you must put it on the last category, even though you won't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's geometry.
What?
Oh God.
Are you ready?
Should have bet the lot on fast food.
Yeah. Was in there. What is the term used for a straight line from the centre to the circumference of a circle?
No idea.
It's radius. You won 500. You kept that, at least.
That's awesome.
Nice work.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You lost 500 and you kept 500. So
geometry. That's not something we cover off on this show.
Not often.
How can you be tested on something that you've never discussed ever on this show?
Oh, you learned it in school, though.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
but so long ago, though.
No,
I know. Rebecca had no idea. She's still at school.
No, she's not.
She's 26. Oh, she's kept down a few years.
Hey, we got a round of our news coming up next. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, also Big Brother evictees Boog and Drew on the air before 7. Lisa Vanderpump on today. One of the Winklevoss boys. That's exciting. And Katie Hopkins all on the way.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Jackie's got some more news now.
Jennifer Garner was talking about Halloween for her family, her and Ben Affleck and the kids all dressed up from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So Jennifer Garner went as Glinda the Good Witch and Ben Affleck went as the Tin Man. Actually, I've got a photo. He's got like he's in full Tin Man outfit.
Is he really?
He went all out with his outfit. They all did, actually. Take a listen to how
he looks like he's actually got the real one off the set.
I know. It's pretty cool. Anyway, Jennifer Garner tells the story of what happened that night. Take a listen.
So we go to another neighborhood to trick or treat, and I am wearing a full-on ball gown. It was this pink, fluffy. It was itchy. It was uncomfortable. There is not another grown-up in sight dressed up except for Ben Affleck and me. And he is in a full-on Tin Man, and he sees all the other people there and realizes we're the only ones dressed up, and he just took his Tin Man off and walked around and left me, his wingman, his partner in life, hanging as Glinda.
But why didn't she
I can relate. Because she's got a ball gown on. She doesn't have jeans and a T-shirt on underneath.
I see.
So she can't. She has no choice.
Does it sound like he's in charge of that relationship, right? She's just there.
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, can you imagine your husband taking off his outfit and just not even saying anything to you? No.
I don't think so. But he loves dressing up. So he's so into it.
Lee does.
Yeah. It's like he goes all out.
Sometimes come home and see him dressing up?
No, not like that.
Oh, just on Halloween.
Just on Halloween.
What did he dress up as?
Parties. Well, we didn't do it this year, actually. So
I remember you being to one of my parties and he came as one of those, you know, colonial types with the long pants. And what was he?
He was...
Some guard or something?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he got right into it.
What he was. He was like a guard type.
Now, Eddie Murphy is expecting us to now take him for a serious singer. He's released a song called Promise You Won't Break My Heart. It's from his upcoming album, 9.
I didn't even know he could sing.
I didn't either. Should we have a listen to his new song?
Yeah, please, I'd love to.
This is Eddie Murphy.
Promise you won't break my heart. You really love me. Because I love you so.
Oh, my God.
No wonder Mel B got out of there.
Oh, that's terrible.
What's that whole crooning vibe? That's not what I was expecting.
No, I wasn't expecting that either. And Leah Michelle, of course, who lost her fiancé, Corey Monteith, recently, has opened up to Elle magazine and said it was actually Kate Hudson who helped her through all this ordeal.
Oh.
She said she had nowhere to go because her house was swarmed with photographers, so Kate came over, bundled her up, so I think that means put her in the boot or something, so that no one would see she was leaving. And then took her to her house. Kate made sure the fridge was stocked with all her favourite foods, let her family come and stay, and gave her the space she needed.
Well, that followed the paparazzi, didn't it? Well, you'd think when Kate Hudson walked in and then left with her, the paparazzi would have followed them over to Kate's place.
That's why I'm thinking that they didn't know she was in the car. So when she says bundled, I think she means, like, put her in the boot or something and then drove out. So they didn't know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
The feed.
Jackie's got the feed, 22 to 7 now.
A busker in America was doing the song Small Town Boy by Bronski Beat. And what are the chances of this? The actual lead singer of Bronski Beat, Jimmy Somerville, walked past. He was walking his dog at the time, saw that the busker was performing his song and decided to join in and help him out.
Did the busker know who it was?
He actually did. Take a listen.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Run away, turn away, run away.
Oh, wait, is it you?
It's me.
Oh, my God.
It's me.
Oh, my God. One, two, three. Run away, turn away, run away, turn away, run away. Run away, turn away, turn away, turn away, run away.
There you go. That's pretty cool that he was joined by the actual... Obviously, he's a fan.
Obviously, you knew who he was. 400 years later.
Now, an executive in the US has posted what could possibly be the most embarrassing pooping story of all time.
An executive?
An executive. This executive was on a private plane with major clients and competitors.
Right.
And he so badly needed to do number twos, but there was 45 minutes till landing. So he said to the hostess, "Where's the toilet? I don't see a door anywhere." And she said, well, technically we have one, but it's only for emergencies. Now, I'm going to read what happens next, according to this guy. He says, "I'm pretty sure this qualifies as an emergency." So she points to the back of the plane and says, "There, the toilet's there. If you pull away the leather cushion from that seat, it's under there. And there's a small privacy screen that pulls up around it, but it's one of the seats that the passengers are sitting on." He turns round to where she's pointing. The toilet seat is occupied by the CFO of their client, the female CFO.
Right.
So he goes up to the back of the plane and he says, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." It's all he can say to her. And he notices that all of his competitors are kind of perked up. Well, why is he talking to the CFO? What's he doing?
Yeah.
And everyone thought he was only kidding when he said, "Can you please get up out of your seat? I need to use it. It's a toilet." And she jumps up, moves to another seat. He says, "I managed to peel back the leather seat. It had never been used before, ever, clearly. I reach down and pull the privacy screens with only seconds to spare before I erupt. It is an Alka-Seltzer bomb with nothing but air and liquid spraying out in all directions. I'm so sorry," he keeps saying, "but none of my apologies drown out the heinous noises that carry on and reverberate throughout the small cabin." If that's not bad enough, the privacy screen stops at shoulder level, so I'm sitting there, a disembodied head in the back of the plane, all the while just looking at my competitors and colleagues in the eye.
Oh, no.
We were that close to each other, I could literally reach out my left hand and place it on their shoulder.
No.
He said they squirm and try not to look and do their best as if to pretend nothing was happening. But he said all the while, here I was, crapping my intestines out, releasing this smelly, sweaty shame.
Oh, my God.
And he just kept saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry."
Head above, I can imagine it would be like an umbrella material. Would it be the umbrella material, the screen, right? "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." Man, I wouldn't let that guy, man, you'd just go to town on me, wouldn't you?
Oh, the poor guy.
Early retirement.
Live that down. And lastly...
Oh, the worst story ever.
That is the worst story. There's a story coming out of the UK, the Daily Mail. They must have done a story on that very sexy celebrity, Kelly Brook. And in the comments page, a husband has commented that, "Oh, Kelly Brook is so sexy, I would leave my wife and kids for one night with her."
Jeez.
Well, unbeknownst to him, his comments were linked to his Facebook profile.
Uh-oh.
And were splattered all over his feed for everyone to see. Well, the wife has now left him and kicked him out of the home. So there you go. Always be careful what you write on those comments
Does he get to do
page.
The woman?
No. No, Kelly Brook has no interest. Oh,
so someone's asked that. So it would, it sort of worked in the reverse, would you be interested in...
Would you do a sympathy one? He's lost his wife and kids. We're going to talk to Drew and Boog next. They were evicted from Big Brother. Stay tuned.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Morning, everybody.
This is Big Brother.
Out of Big Brother last night, Boog and Drew, they left the Big Brother house, out onto the stage they went.
So many questions.
Oh, man. The list is never ending. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing? How are you?
We're good.
Finally, you're out.
Yeah. How's it feel? Yeah.
Finally. Really weird.
Yeah, it feels. Yeah, it actually feels really good.
Yeah. Does it? Yeah, I bet it does for you, Drew.
Yeah, I had my family and a couple of my best friends from that just moved to Bali waiting for me, so that was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you have sex with Tully last night?
Set it up, mate, did you?
No, I wasn't up there. But she was there waiting for you, Ryan.
Yeah, I saw her on stage. It was pretty cool, yeah.
And we didn't
but
see
then
afterwards?
What happened after? We do want to know, like, how it went down between you two.
We got to have a talk. I was so busy last night. Had my family and my friends there. And, yeah, me and Boog's have been flat out lately. So, got to catch up with her. But, we've got more stuff on today, so we'll see.
Oh, you're being so cagey, Drew. All we want to know is, did you spend the night together? It's not that tough.
Oh, no, I was on a strict lock and key.
Now, we know that's not true. We know how this show... We've been doing this show for years.
Things have changed, God.
And Boog, you weren't in there for long, but you were certainly entertaining.
She was liked, wasn't she?
You were, very much so.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, I had a good time.
Oh, good. You guys sound like you're in the toilet. It's not a good...
Really?
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
We're in a little cubicle.
You're on the Gold Coast. Yeah.
Is there one microphone or two microphones?
Just one.
Oh, no wonder it sounds ridiculous. Sounds like Oxford Street on a Saturday night. Everyone's gathered around the one stick.
but Drew, obviously you had that moment in the house with Tully coming back and saying, I'm single. And she would have explained what happened last
night. Oh, when everyone froze? That was so good.
That was such a great challenge. But obviously we on the outside got to know what was going on, but you didn't. So you would have found out last night what the deal was that Tully and her girlfriend did end up splitting up over it.
Well, I've heard, like, dribs and drabs there, but I've actually been told more things than I actually know. Like, I don't know anything so far.
Yeah, well, we know it. We know it all.
Yeah,
well,
you'd know more than
I do. We know everything. We've been watching the show. We've been talking to all the contestants, getting all the inside goss.
We'll have a sit down later and we can hash it out.
Well, I'm surprised that you guys didn't spend the night together. I know the family's there and I know it's very busy when you come out. You're whipped onto stage and you've got publicity and you've got to talk to the psychologist and all this rubbish goes on.
What happens there? Yeah. Do you talk to... What does the psychologist say to you guys? Just to go through a checklist to make sure you're okay or...
Yeah, just make sure that we're on the ball and we haven't gone crazy.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to integrate back into society. Like,
is it possible to go crazy in that house?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, big time.
You haven't seen Tim lately, Jackie?
No, I think Tim is losing it slightly.
Well, watch out. If he climbs a clock tower, you'll know what's happening.
Yeah, do you reckon he'll win it?
He could.
He definitely could.
He's planning to win it.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Well, I know, Jackie, you're a fan of Tim's. I'm not a fan.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
I think he should win, but we'll see.
Yeah, he deserves. He's put his reputation on the line at times, so might pay off for it.
All right, well, guys, thanks for talking. Big Brother continues 7 o'clock tonight on Channel 9, and the grand final is tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. Have fun. Lisa Vanderpump on the air soon, everyone. And the pop quiz is next. If you want to play, ring us up 13 10 60.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Okay, let's do the pop quiz.
Come on. Come and get it. Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz.
Amy on the air, ready to play for the $10,000. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Hi. How are you going?
Good, hon.
Good
how
luck,
you doing?
Amy.
Oh, I'm a bit nervous.
Nah, it's all right. Here's the deal. Every question you get right, we give you $100. If you get them all right, you get $10,000. And you got 60 seconds to get it all done in, okay?
Yep, perfect.
All right, Amy. Good luck. It's definitely doable. My fingers crossed for you. Here we go. Question number one, is beetroot a fruit or vegetable?
Vegetable.
Yeah.
Which celeb was often referred to as Wacko Jacko in the media?
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Did Adam Lambert get his break on American Idol or America's Got Talent?
American Idol.
Yeah.
Which band has the new song Story of My Life?
One Direction.
Yes.
How many Hemsworth brothers are there?
Three.
Yes.
What is the name of the new water park opening in Sydney this year?
Wet n Wild.
Yes.
Which Jenna sister just turned 18 recently, Kendall or Kylie?
Kendall.
Yes.
Did Jennifer Love Hewitt appear in the TV show Party of Five or Happy Days?
Party of Five.
Yes.
Justin Bieber, Drake and Michael Bublé are all which nationality?
Canadian.
Yes.
For 10 grand, which actor is famous for starring in the movies Crazy Stupid Love, Drive and The Ides of March?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my God.
You got
God.
It. You won. $10,000, oh Amy. Nice work,
oh
honey.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Wow.
You oh, my God.
She was nailing them like she was on a TV quiz show.
My heart is pounding right now.
Were you each question going, oh, my God, I know that one. I know that one. I know that
yes.
one.
Yes. When the last one came on, I was started shaking. I was like, oh, my God, I know this.
Oh, wow. Amy, what do you need the 10 grand for, hun?
I'm actually saving for a house deposit.
Well,
oh, this is going to help out beautifully.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be fantastic.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, see, Tim, you were just in the news saying this generation saves money.
Yeah, well, I really need to save money.
Well, Tim was saying that Gen Y saves money.
Yep.
More than the baby boomers, but you left out Gen X. What about Gen X?
The one
that paved the way for Gen Y.
They haven't been mentioned, so.
Oh, yeah, we're too busy partying to fill in stupid surveys. We're like, survey, shove your survey, man, we're partying.
Survey says.
Amy, well done, $10,000.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dan. Happy spending, Lisa Vanderpump, on the air next. So today at
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Hello, everyone.
Isn't all diamonds and rosé, but it should be.
Oh, Lisa
Vanderpump, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 4, that starts tonight, and Vanderpump Rules Season 2 premieres tonight at 8:30 on Foxtel's Arena as well. They are back-to-back, baby.
Yeah.
Back-to-back, your two favourite shows, Jackie.
Lisa Vanderpump, live from New York City this morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, hi, how are you? What's the time there, then?
It's 7:10, just after 7
in the morning.
In the morning, yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. And you got it tonight then? You're getting it really quick.
Yeah, we get it fast tracked because, you know.
Well, we're a day in front, remember?
So what can we expect this season? We need to know who's in, who's out, what's going on?
Well, I'm out and everybody else is in.
No.
well, Vanderpump Rules, let's start with that. You only had, 10 episodes last season?
Yeah, yeah. Geez, it was
so
good,
now
though.
We're coming back, you know, fast and furious, and it's pretty strong. I think if you thought they were wild before then, I think it's going to be a wilder ride this time.
That's good. And what about the Real Housewives?
I know what goes on in Vanderpump Rules because I'm, you know, a producer on it as well. So I've kind of seen it and can tell you, you know, what goes down and the fun stuff about that. Housewives, we never know because we're just waiting to see it like you are, you know?
But one thing I heard was Adrian Maloof is gone. Is that correct?
That's kind of old news here. She went last season, yeah.
Yeah. But Adrian, and you never patched things up in the end?
Oh, yeah. They sat down, they talked about it, but I don't know how it worked out.
Well, yeah. In fact, it was rather unfortunate, actually, because I was on the cover of a magazine here and turned up at the magazine party. She obviously didn't realise I was on the cover of the magazine, and she showed up to the party, and people were like, oh, wow, you here to support Lisa? And she's like, no, absolutely not. And so I went up to her. I said, listen, we've been through too much together for me to ignore you. You know, this is stupid. And so we kind of, you know, stood on the red carpet, and she actually gave me a kiss on the cheek. And her husband, I know, and her husband did say, he did call me, and he said, you know, I'm sorry for everything we did to you. So I'm in a better place with them, really.
Now, your BFF, Brandy, who, of course, famously, you know, her ex-husband ended up with Leanne Rimes. And you two have been side by side throughout the last couple of seasons. But there's
Not really. No, only the last season. I haven't known her very long, if you think about it. It was only last season. We kind of, you know, became friends at the end of the season before. Really didn't know her at all.
But you've been pretty protective of her when the others haven't. And
I continue to do so in this season.
Oh.
Like an idiot.
To tell you the truth, I think the Lisa and Brandy became friends at my place because that's when they first sat without any of the cameras around. and I was there.
No, we were friends there. No, you weren't. Not getting the credit for that.
No, I'm getting the credit for it.
I'm so glad you called him out on that.
I was making cups of tea.
Are you talking about when we all got wasted together?
No.
No, that was a different night. Different night.
Oh, it's a different night. Okay, because that night's a blur. I had no idea what happened. No, you know what? We were friends before that. You're not taking the credit for that. But, yeah, no, things happen, twists and turns. And, in fact, I'll be as interested to see this season and maybe get a better understanding of, you know, of why things change.
And what about that one that was always drunk or on drugs? What's happened to that one?
Well, which one?
No, not Taylor. The other one. The other one's sister. Sister, she went off to the mountains for a while.
I'm not falling into that trap of me suggesting names.
I can't remember. It's Kyle's sister. What's her name?
Oh, well, no, come on. Now, we have to be respectful of this situation because she did go into rehab and she kind of pulled it together.
Oh, did she?
Good for her. So she's on the straight and narrow still.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, good on her.
Okay, well, we'll be watching Lisa.
It's
we can't wait.
Don't need me. I'm the drunk.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 4 and Vanderpump Rules Season 2 premieres tonight, 8:30 on Foxtel's Arena.
Oh, I love these shows.
I've got to get over there. You know, I keep saying I'm going to come over there, and I've never been there. I really do want to go. So
you should.
Have you got any good kind of, like, you know, ideas for me to come over there?
Yeah, I got an idea. How about we open up a Sir, your restaurant, Sir,
here? Yeah, why
don't
you do
here?
Something like that?
No, it's way too naughty for you guys. You're not ready for that.
We are way naughtier than you Americans.
No, you know what? I'm an English person anyway. I'm one of you guys, kind of, really.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The thing is, the reason I haven't been is because you won't let Jiggy in.
Oh, that's right. We're
because of Jiggy's,
because
of the rabies.
Your dog.
The rabies problem.
Yeah, as if Jiggy's got rabies. Give me a break.
I know.
Mean, like, maybe some of the other housewives, you shouldn't let them in. But not
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa Vanderpump. Vanderpump Rules tonight and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Catch it from 8:30 on Foxtel's Arena.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Play a fan. And there I say it. Melbourne Cup Day today, the big race at 3 o'clock. Everyone's going to stop down, have a little bite to eat, a little champagne.
Yep.
And hopefully they get a win big on the horses.
Now, as I do every year, I predict the Melbourne Cup using my psychic abilities. And I've only predicted 3, and I've won 2 out of the 3. So
it's pretty good. Well, today's a big test for you because if you lose, there you drop a peg in the in the psychic world.
But can I just say that I feel very confident this year?
All right.
I actually do. It came to me very strongly, the number 8, which is Dandino, and I even visualised the colour yellow, and it turns out it's a yellow jacket. So I feel that my psychic abilities are quite strong this year with Melbourne Cup.
And putting Jackie to the test, just to confirm her psychic ability, we're going to get Herpy the Hermit Crab. We're going to get him out. We've got all the horses listed on the table.
Now, Herpy is a little hermit crab that we decided to have as our team pet and use him as a psychic to see if he was. We put him to the test with round 1 of the election.
Yeah.
And here's how it's gone so far with Herpy the Hermit Crab on the things he's predicted. Let's see if our brand new little pet here will be able to predict who will win the election on Saturday.
Okay, so you've got a big mat lined up with the candidates on there. Release the crab.
Go. There we go. And it is straight over into Tony Abbott.
The crab's gone straight into his mouth. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if that's been there before.
For the NRL Grand Final, we have the Manly Sea Eagles. And on the other side of the table is the Roosters. Okay, ready,
Raise
Bomber?
The cup.
1, 2, 3, go. Off it goes to the Roosters. So its prediction must be the Roosters for the win. All right, well,
that's thrilling. Getting to predict whether we stay at the radio station or not.
He's still at the moment. He's not moving anywhere.
Good, right? Happening now.
This is the first time that Herpy has never moved.
He's never moved.
Which may mean we're ending up nowhere.
Oh, shit, I never thought about that. So this is like 00 at the roulette wheel.
He's not moving
at all.
So as you can see,
there you go.
Extremely accurate, this crab, so far.
All right, so it is time now to release the cup and find out what his prediction is for Melbourne Cup. Are we ready?
Velma's got the cup.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. He's going the distance. Okay. Herpy's taken a while to get off the ground this morning. There is a little bit of movement under that shell.
It is a little bit of a shock when you take the cup off and it's light and bright and cool.
I'm sure it is. Have you been in a similar situation, have you?
Can I just say, by the way, the day we announced that we were leaving is when Herpy changed shells.
He changed shells?
That. Yes. You know how they change shells?
So he crawled out of one shell and into another.
Yeah.
It's good to mix it up.
Herpy's still not moving,
funny,
by the
funny.
Way.
Come on, give the buddy table a flick or something.
No, don't do that.
What's going on? Herpy's
don't
really...
breathe on him, Velma, with your Jesus breath.
That'll make him move.
Nothing's happening.
Okay. Well, let's put the understudy in. He's got a brother, which, you know, I don't know about
him. The understudy just swapped in there.
Oh, we've got dud hermit crabs now.
Oh, no, don't tell me it's dead.
It's happening again. No, they're not dead because we've seen them moving. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And he's going into...
He's going to distance. He's going for speed.
He's gone into number 11.
What's that?
Moran? There you go.
Moran, what colour is that? Is that
it's
yellow?
Blue. No, it's blue.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't work out.
Oh, Marian.
Well, it's Marian. Are you sure Herpy doesn't want to have a go? Because that was his
Bring
understudy.
Herpy
I don't
back
believe
in.
This one.
The understudy doesn't have understudy, any psychic ability. It's well documented.
We don't even know.
Okay, bring Herpy down again.
Herpy one more go.
Take the understudy away. Herpy is going the distance. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. Because he's racing and racing and climbing. Nothing.
Nothing.
He's going the distance. Going for speed. And nothing again. Man, maybe it's time that we got that octopus down at the aquarium instead of this. That we can't do that. Too much maintenance.
Yeah.
We can't.
I believe
keep...
he's passed away, hasn't he, the octopus?
Yeah, the one of them did, not the one that...
What about the echidna that's in the Telegraph? Have you seen that?
No way. Have they got an echidna?
Yeah, and all the numbers are on an egg carton upside down.
Oh, what did
What did that say? You flick it through the paper. The Telegraph's there. I know it's there because I looked for pictures of myself this morning.
That's the only reason you look.
I'm in there.
It says that punting is a prickly business.
They say red cadeau. Cadeau, is it? How do you say that one?
Yeah, red cadeau.
Yeah, that one.
Number 3.
Yeah, that's who he's predicted.
So the echidna's predicted red cadeau. The understudy of
Herpes. Wait, we've got movement. Oh, we've got
really?
Movement.
He's going for the distance. He's going for speed. Is he moving?
Moving.
Oh, my God, he's hauling ass.
He's
hauling ass.
Yeah, he is in number...
Man, what does
he
get up?
He's in number 14.
He gets up and he flies for about 10 centimetres, then just goes back in the show.
Is it in Masked Marvel was the prediction for Herpy the Hermit Crab,
oh, so
number
pretty
14.
Much, guys, you're on your own. We got no clue who's going to win this race.
Well, that's Herpy's prediction, and mine is Dandino number 8. There you go, people. Good luck today.
Should we ring up the New Idea Psychic or something?
No, I think we've got enough now. We don't want to confuse it. Master Marvel, by the way, the odds are 37-1.
Good luck.
One Herpy. Oh, you may have let us down this time.
Well, you don't
you
know.
You never know.
You'll be retired.
are you a betting Tim?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go for number 15, Mount Athos.
What? You're not going to go for a Dandino?
Oh, I might put...
You sound so surprised.
You will be sorry. You will be sorry. Oh.
So you're claiming Dandino, definite winner.
Oh, I don't want anyone betting their house on it.
Hey, Pretty told me that the Waterhouse has tried to bet $1 million on their own horse or something. What horse was that?
Fiorente.
Yeah, that's apparently the favourite.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Old Tommy Waterhouse there tried to go down with a fake moustache and glasses with $1 million. It's like, so I'd like to put $1 million on there. And they're like, no. The limit is 250,000. Did you know that?
Mm. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
No.
You should be able to bet as much as you want.
I think that might have just been the event that he was at yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know the full details of the news.
Well, if you've got $1 million, go and try and put it on today.
I'm more of a sample listener. I get bits and pieces of stories.
Kyle
and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
On the air with Kyle and Jackie O.
Tyler Winklevoss. You can follow him on Twitter at Tyler Winklevoss and get more details. We're going to go to this company he started up, Jackie. Winklevosscapital.com. That's the website of his series, and we obviously know him from the Social Network movies. Well, his character was portrayed.
Well, he and his brother, twin brother, had a bit of an issue with Mark Zuckerberg, obviously.
Well, yeah, they all started up the Facebook. That's, I keep
Facebook,
saying the Facebook.
And Mark went off and did it on his own.
Yeah.
And
then all hell broke loose, and then these guys, they were saying, that's our idea, and give us some money, and they got paid out, and boom. Now they're killing it.
Now they're killing it. Tyler, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is that accurate?
Did we get it right?
Completely.
Yeah.
Oh, good. But you have a Facebook page. That surprised me.
I do. We figured we'd have one.
Yeah, but why would you want one? Like, if someone had done the dirty like that to me, I would be like, I don't want a part of what you're doing. I mean, that was my idea, and I'm not going to buy into it.
Yeah, well, maybe he's not bitter and twisted like
you
are.
I would be.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, were you happy with how you guys were portrayed in the Social Network? Do you think it was accurate?
It was fair, I thought. It's not quite us, but, you know, hey, it's a movie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What about the side of Mark Zuckerberg? Would he have been happy with how he's... Did you think that was accurate in your dealings with him?
You know, it's a movie. The goal is entertainment. I think you'd kind of have to ask him to get the right idea. But, you know, I think there's some truth in that for sure.
If he came to you and said, do you know what, Tyler, let's bury the hatchet and do something together, would you ever trust him again or ever consider working with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think the past is the past. People change and grow, and we'd be open to it for sure.
Mm. And what do you and your brother do now? Are you in business together, or what is this Winklevoss Capital all about? You're giving money to people, or are you showing them where to invest it? What's that company about?
It's basically my brother and I. We invest in young, early stage startup companies.
Yeah.
So we're basically looking for the next big thing.
Oh, okay. So I suppose everywhere you go, some idiot's got an idea they want to run by you. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the, byproducts of it. But at the same time, you gotta listen to everything to find that one diamond in the rough. So part of our job is to listen to, study a lot of ideas and try and pick the best one. So that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
And has there been any ideas? I suppose when you hear a million or $1 billion idea, does it really stand out above the rest? Because everyone would think their idea was the best idea that there's ever been thought of, right?
Or hope.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can ever, no one has a crystal ball. I think there's certain ideas that stick out a lot more than others, but we've been at this only for a little while now, so the jury's still sort of out. But you'll talk to a lot of guys who've been doing this in the game for a long time, guys who invested in Google and Facebook, and even among them and their partners, there's a lot of, you know, some guys love it, some guys hate it, and it tends to be the best ideas where there's actually a lot of almost disagreement, and those actually end up being sometimes the best ones.
Didn't Justin Timberlake buy MySpace?
I think I heard that.
Yeah, and I thought, well, why buy that? That's like me investing in a cassette company. I'm buying a cassette company now. I'm going to bring cassettes back. Do you reckon that'll ever come back?
Yeah,
not the cassettes, MySpace thing.
I guess it's a nostalgia play and maybe, you know, trying to get it more into music. I don't know. I probably wouldn't invest in it, but hey, you never know, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have like a music sharing or a photo sharing company yourself?
So the company that we recently invested in is Keepy. It helps people
save their
memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it basically creating a memory pit playlist. So my mom, for instance, has all my keepsakes in a box in the basement. And, instead of doing that or throwing them out, you can organize them on the Keepy app on your phone, and help keep things. So your kids, when they're older, they can look back at, you know, pictures at the first birthday, and you can record on top of it or take videos of them and stuff like that, and it's private. So you don't have to share it with the whole world.
Oh, great.
Well, Tyler, thanks for talking to us. Tyler Winklevoss, you can check all that out, winklevosscapital.com. Thanks, Tyler.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
AFM, Jackie O, celebrity.
Who
am I?
Celebrity, who am I? 131060 to play this morning. How does this work, Jackie? Run them
okay,
through
so
the rules.
Okay, so $1,000 on the line here. If you guess who the celebrity is, there's someone behind us, behind a curtain, so we don't know who's standing there.
Oh, in the curtain right now, there's someone.
Yes, a celebrity. And you guys ask a series of questions, yes, no answers, they will be.
Yeah.
If you get a yes, you can keep asking questions. The minute you get a no is when you have to guess.
Right, and okay? Then it moves on to the next person.
Exactly.
Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle and Jackie O.
Yeah, okay, $1,000 on the line. Now, hopefully you don't get a no answer and you can continue to go on until you guess the mystery celebrity.
All right, Karen, ask the mystery celebrity a question.
Do you sing?
No. No sing, sorry. Do you want to guess, Karen? You may as well.
No, I would no idea.
All right, no
so
worries.
So you won't even guess. Guys. She won't
She's
even guess.
She's not a singer, but we do know it's a girl, obviously.
Sarah, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Ask the celebrity a question.
Are you Australian?
Very. Okay.
Yeah.
So Australian, yep.
Are you on TV?
Have been. Mm-hmm. Have been.
Are you over 30?
Just. Oh, I know who that is. I
you know who
recognize
it is.
That voice, yeah.
Are you a model?
If only.
Oh, that's a
why
no.
Why don't you have a guess, Sarah? You got a few in there.
Sonia Kruger?
Not Sonia Kruger.
Lisa, good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. That lady just stole my guess.
Oh, well,
oh no,
wait,
we'll ask another question. So we know that she is Aussie, not a singer, been on TV, just over 30.
Okay.
Why don't you ask, are you in like the fashion industry or something? Ask that.
Well, isn't that not the model?
But, you know.
Fashion industry.
Okay, ask has she been on a reality TV show?
Okay, have you been on a reality TV show?
Yes.
Just trying to wind things up. Reality TV.
I've got a question on Lisa's behalf. Were you?
Hey, I don't think they're in the rules, are they?
To help Lisa out a little bit. Were you the villain on this reality TV show?
Supposedly.
Okay.
On The Apprentice. Were you on The Apprentice?
Correct.
Oh, that laugh.
Lisa, you must know.
No, I've gone blank.
Get out of town. Okay, well, we'll have to. You don't want to ask another question, or?
No, I'll have to give it up.
Oh, right, man, Lisa. What's wrong with people?
Jason, her loss is your gain. So, do you want to ask another question, or do you just want to guess?
Are you Emma Rossa?
Are you Emma Rossa?
No.
No.
What, from
Emma
the American?
Rossa was in the American one. And she's American, by the way. Okay, we're moving on to our next person who wants to have a guess. Sarah, Rebecca, go ahead. What's your question?
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca's hung up.
Shit.
Okay.
Give us another caller, idiots.
Narelle, go ahead. You can
ask
a question.
What's wrong with people?
Oh, gee, that's loud. I hadn't watched the show, so I was thinking it sounded like Chris Barth at first. That's what I thought it was.
No, not Chris Barth.
Is that your guess?
Obviously not. No, not now. Is it? I'm trying to think of the other lady that was on there. That's. Have you been on radio at all?
Occasionally, as a guest.
Yes. As a guest.
Yeah. Narelle, any ideas? Otherwise, we're going to have to move on.
Not Prue Gower.
She's allowed to ask another question because the last one was
Prue
correct.
Gower? It's not Prue Gower.
Prue Goward. Are you Prue Goward? No.
Who's Prue Goward?
I'll tell you later. Rob, you want to ask another question to our mystery guest?
I know who it is. It's Roxy the Shanker.
It really is Roxy. Come out of the curtain, Roxy.
$1,000
out of the curtain,
Rob.
She comes. She can't get out.
I'm stuck.
I knew it. I couldn't even figure the name.
Here she is, the blonde one. Exactly. Yeah. I knew her voice.
Roxy, I can't believe you got stuck behind the curtain.
Sorry about that. I was so busy hidden when Jackie walked in. I thought, heaven forbid, I should poke out and she should see the shoe.
$1,000 is all yours, Rob. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, guys.
Man, you're
thanks,
welcome. Rob. How are you, Rox? You good?
Very well, and you?
Yeah, good. You've got a big race day planned?
No, this year I'm not. But you know what? I've decided no gambling for me. It's too bloody hard at the moment to make it, let alone be giving it away.
You don't want to give it away. And your new book's out as well.
What, Rumour Mill? 20th of November.
What's this thing called?
The Rumour Mill. So it's a follow-on sequel to Strictly Confidential. So it'll be exciting.
Oh, yes, the old Strictly Confidential.
Always that was juicy, where it your started. Books, Roxy.
We love a bit of controversy, a little gossip.
Yeah. Is there any pop-up things in it? Little pictures?
All sorts of things.
Is there photos?
I think you even make the cut yet again.
Am I in there again? Jesus.
Well, alluded to. They're all fictional, sort of.
Thinly veiled.
Yeah,
who is it?
Thinly veiled. Yes, exactly.
Oh, so you twist people's names and stuff?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that's out 20th of November.
Yes. So 2 weeks to go. Can't wait.
Seem to know exactly the date this book's. You must be high
anticipated. It's so funny because, because I've read the book and I ran into Roxy 2 days ago at the markets.
Double Bay Fair.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a good mum. There with Kitty and Lee.
Yeah. Look at you poshies down there every Thursday at the Double Bay Fair.
There was nothing posh about it. It was certainly braving the elements with about ourselves and 30,000 other people.
Yeah.
30,000 people down there.
They closed off the whole of Double Bay for
it. It was busy.
Where were you?
It's just not the normal Thursday thing in the park.
It was like a big fair they had on. Yeah.
Oh, well, they didn't advertise it here, so how am I going to find out about it?
No, they had signs up everywhere.
Carl knows about the organic market. They had
signs between here and St. Ives about the Double Bay Fair.
No, they're not trying to get people. I think they're trying to get people in the area.
Oh.
Support local business.
Oh, it's like the gangers from the area, like that website.
No, nothing like that website.
Oh, not like that. No. Okay, completely different. Roxy, good luck with the book,
honey.
Thanks, Roxy. Nice to see you.
And you.
And congratulations to Rob, $1,000 richer now. Yeah.
Katie Hopkins on the way and Chris Hemsworth. Stand by, everyone.
Kyle and Jackie O. Podcasting now.
Hello, FM.
Fantastically outspoken.
Controversial reality star Katie Hopkins.
Katie Hopkins on the phone from the UK. Hi, Katie. How are you this morning?
Hi.
Good morning. I'm really well, thank you.
That's good to hear. Okay, now, what did you want to discuss this morning?
So this morning, the topic I'd like to discuss is ADHD. And for me, ADHD stands for bad mum. And if you're a bad mum and you haven't got control of your kid and you feed it the wrong diet, you don't give it any exercise, so it's a little bit of a troublemaker, a little bit hyperactive, you call it ADHD because you've done a poor job as a mother, you've done a poor job as a parent, and you are looking for an excuse to get out of saying and admitting the fact that you've been a poor parent. And we now have 8% of Australian children with ADHD, a illness, in inverted commas, that never even existed a few years ago. So we're all inventing ADHD just to cover up for the fact we've been pretty poor parents.
What I wanted to ask, though, is are you saying it doesn't exist at all, or that parents use it, a lot of parents use it as an excuse to say, you know, oh, that's my child is acting crazy because it has ADHD?
Yeah, both those things. So for me, it doesn't exist at all. And they did a study in Canada for 10,000 children. Mm. And if you were the youngest in your class, you were twice as likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. So really, we're just taking young and calling it ADHD. We're just taking troublesome and calling it ADHD. So I don't think it exists at all. But I also think mothers are toddling off to the doctors, hoping to get some kind of prescription they can shove down their kid's face to try and cope with the fact that they aren't being a good enough mother.
What are the symptoms of ADHD, Jackie? Do you have the...
You're easily distracted, you lack focus,
There's a tick list, exactly. So there isn't actually a way of diagnosing ADHD, so I couldn't scan your brain. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't scan Carl's brain. I mean, it'd be probably hard to find Carl's brain at the best of times, maybe, but I couldn't scan his brain and find ADHD. There's no test like that. Tick list of a mother saying, oh, yes, he does that. Yes, he has a short concentration span. Yes, he does lash out sometimes. Yes, he is difficult to manage. And voila, you've got a diagnosis of ADHD.
Okay. The thing is, what makes you think you know better than all the research that's been done? I mean, nearly every medical organization agrees that it is real and it's not made up. What makes you think that you know better than all that research that's been done?
Well, I think there's a whole bunch of people out there that think just the way I do, that are surprised that ADHD just came on the scene because someone said it was so. And even the guy that came up, there's a kind of psychiatrist bible that this condition was invented and put in. Well, even he says that he's concerned that because ADHD was invented. It's now being an epidemic. It's being overdiagnosed. Everybody suddenly got ADHD. In the UK, we've just had binge eating. So if you're a bit greedy, binge eating disorder has now gone in this same psychiatric's Bible. So no doubt, binge eating disorder will be highly prevalent within the next few years as well. And in the US, you know, cases have gone up by 50% in 6 years. In the last 6 years, cases have gone up by 50%. You know, people are just diagnosing this thing left, right, and center just because a kid is badly behaved. And for some mums, they're feeding their kids kind of energy drinks and a packet of sweets just before they go to the doctors in order to get a diagnosis. That's what we're doing.
Oh, so you think that people are like...
are wanting them to be diagnosed with that so they can put pills in their mouth to keep them quiet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also it attracts more funding for schools. It also gives them a badge, a reason to say, oh, I'm really sorry about my kid. You know, it's ADHD. What can I do? And frankly, me as a mum in the playground, I look at these kids and I just want to take them out at the shins. They drive me crazy. They drive me bonkers. And I see the mothers and I think, it's your fault. It's your fault. You're not exercising your kid. You're feeding him the wrong kind of stuff. It's you. It's not your kid. It's you.
But they say it's got nothing to do with food and that it is an actual genetic disorder. And I think what you're saying is really hurtful to those mothers that genuinely do have children with ADHD. Anyone that's listening right now that's hearing what you're saying, it's incredibly offensive, I think, to those women. And
for some women, they'll feel that way, absolutely. And there'll be another vast swathe of women that will say, do you know what, I think she's right.
Well,
she's
this is the
money.
Thing. I reckon you will get calls on that. And that's what I said to Kyle. I think people will agree with you.
I'm still upset about me having such a tiny brain. It wouldn't be able to be found in a scan.
You've not been able to move on from that, Kyle, really.
No, my ADHD's kicked in, and then I realise I've got an eating disorder as well. I'm just riddled with disorders.
Well, Katie, we will take calls, as we always do, 13 10 60.
Yeah, you want to talk to Katie?
It's a debate this morning on whether you agree or disagree with what she's saying.
Maybe you're an adult with ADHD and you're all fired up. Mm-hmm. Well, here she is. 13 10 60.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Sam, you fantastically outspoken.
Controversial reality star, Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, we like to get Katie on for a bit of a debate. She's got strong views on things.
This morning it's about ADHD. Katie, what did you say? Paraphrase it for us. You don't believe it exists and it's just a made-up disorder.
Mm-hmm. It's just a label for a bad mother.
There's an excuse, you're saying, for them to excuse the bad behaviour from children.
Yeah.
Okay, Pam, you are a mum that has a child with ADHD, correct?
Hi.
Yes, I am. Hi. And this cow needs to shut her mouth, do some research, and find out really what goes on with a parent and a child in a daily life that has ADHD. And it's, yes, it's a tick list for diagnosis, but it's not just a tick list from the parents. It's a tick list from the mother, the father, the school counsellor. It's not just a mum walking in and saying, I need my child to shut up because they're a bit hypo.
Katie?
Well, for me, if anything that's being diagnosed by a tick list is not a medical disorder. Usually
you
can have your blood pressure taken. You can have some kind of test done that shows a positive or negative result. But not with ADHD. It's just a group of people saying, yes, that child is a bit of a pain in the ass. Let's call it ADHD. And no, I'm not a doctor.
But what about, when Pam's obviously living with this stuff on a daily basis. And it's very hard to say that, it's the mum's fault or it's the dad's fault. Maybe in some cases, some kids are out of control and the parents do put a label on it and say, oh, the kid's out of control, it's ADHD. But what about the ones that are, you know, come from multiple families and just one of the children
one child might be perfect and one might have ADHD.
Yeah, so. And it's an obvious difference. Same parenting, same skills, eating the same food, all exposed to the same thing.
How would you explain that one, Katie?
Well, for me, all children are different. You know, if I look at my three children, they're different. Of course they're different. One of them's good as gold, one of them's excitable, and one of them's pretty naughty, like I was when I was her age. So we're all different as children, but I still don't think that's an excuse for looking for a label for them and looking for a prescription of medication to chuck down children's faces. You know, people are prescribing stuff to put down five-year-olds. You know, five-year-old children should not be on prescription medication. More people die nowadays from prescription medication than they do from illegal drugs. That is not right.
Lenny, are you a pharmacist?
Yeah, look, I've been in the pharmacy industry for the last 6 years and I completely agree with Katie. I'm disgusted. Look, some cases, it's completely understandable and they're actually the children have an issue, but in 90% of cases, they're misdiagnosed. Parents come in because they can't deal with their own kids and they have no patience anymore and they just shove whatever they can down the kid's throat and a month later, the kid comes in and they're a zombie. And they're 4 and 5 years old and it's really sad to see a beautiful child become nothing but a walking dead person.
Because a lot of these medications, Lenny, since you're in this in the pharmacy world, a lot of these medications, they do have that zombie-like effect, don't they? They bring the child way, way, way down, like beyond normal, up. Like under normal, like into a, like almost a, like a trance-like state.
They do, Carl. Everything that they're giving the kids these days, any problem that a child has, well, let's diagnose them with ADHD and put them on Concertra, Ritalin. Let's put them on antidepressant medication. Is that really how we want the next generation to get through life, where they can't handle any situation just because the parent has absolutely no patience? It's beyond control now. They're going to doctors and they're getting any diagnosis they can possibly get just so they can justify their own parenting skills.
Right.
In some cases, like I said, it's mandatory and it makes sense, but in 90%, it's overdiagnosed.
All right, Samantha, what did you want to say?
Oh, look, it makes me so mad. These people have no idea. Now, I have 2 children.
Yeah.
I have an 8-year-old that is perfect, has his issues, but I have a 6-year-old now who has diagnosed with that disorder.
Yeah. ADHD or ADD?
He has oppositional defiant disorder, so similar symptoms to an ADHD child, behavioural.
Yeah.
Now, I live with it day in and day out. I struggle on a daily basis. My child, yes, is medicated because we would not function as a household if he was not medicated. He, by all means, is no zombie.
Yeah.
He plays sport. He does everything as a normal child would.
Yeah.
He attends school. He functions like a normal 6-year-old. Just because he's on Ritalin, which a lot of people don't agree with, but live a week in my shoes and then tell me what you would do.
Have you ever spent any time with a child, Katie, that has been diagnosed with ADHD?
I've been dropping off my children in a playground outside a school classroom where mothers have been shoving these children, and I know the ones that are ADHD, inverted commas, through the classroom doors just to get rid of them because they can't handle them any longer. And they throw them in these classrooms with 30-odd children and expect the teacher to deal with them for the day.
But that's a judgment. That's a judgment from afar. I mean, you're not really spending...
Well, not that far.
Well,
it's not that far away, is it?
It's a quick observation. 5 minutes. It's all it is. You're not actually spending time with
that
child.
Well, no, because I see these children shoved through the door into classrooms where my children are as well, and it makes me sick when I think that
my son attends a special needs school. Beautiful children, beautiful teachers. Could not fault the teachers. They are beautiful. We work together as a unit. We have to work together because otherwise it wouldn't work.
Go on. What's your question?
How many children were in that lady's class when she was at school? How many children had ADHD?
Just about every child. Now they have 14 children.
Sorry. No, when you were a child, when you were at school, how many of your friends had ADHD?
I was too young to remember. I'm 34 years of age. I don't remember those sort of things.
I'm 38, and there were none. There were none. This whole disease, this condition.
But you're saying. You saying that mothers, as myself, are a bad parent. Now, who are you to judge to say that me, as a person, is a bad mother? I give everything. My children have everything. They have everything that they need or want. They never go without. Me, as a bad mother, you have the right on radio to call these people bad parents. When if you were in our shoes, dealing with a child with those sort of disabilities and dysfunctions.
You might think different.
You might think twice about saying what you're saying on radio.
Yeah, I think just looking at kids as you're dropping your kids off to school is a very poor research area to conduct all your research based on a couple of mums that you watch Based on
how I work this thing out. You work it out by reading around it. And of course, by reading around it, you find out the guy that even put ADHD into this psychiatrist's Bible.
It's people like you
that he's concerned.
Yeah. He's concerned that minded people like yourself.
All right, well, it is a heated debate, but I have to say 62% of callers disagree with Katie, but 38% said you were right, Katie. So you actually had more than usual agree with you.
But if this was a maths test, you would have failed.
Yeah.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Yes, how you feeling, people?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up, everybody?
Yo, what up? This is
the Kyle and Jackie O show.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O show for IYM7, everybody. Okay, 1310 sexy. 1310 sexy.
That should be our new number.
1310 like sexy.
Who's having a bad day now?
Man, I've caught it. You've given me some sort of filthy lurgy.
Tim, you used to work at Sunrise, and obviously there's that new TV show, Wake Up.
Yeah.
That's just appeared on Channel 10.
Is it that web TV show? Or is it a web chat? Is it a web show?
No, it's not a web show. It's on Channel 10.
Just looking at it, looks like a bit of a web show.
What do you reckon the ratings were, Tim? Because I'm interested, because you would know about ratings on morning TV.
Oh, look, day one, and on Channel 10, unfortunately, I don't think they would have been terribly good.
Well, let me tell you, Sunrise gets 368,000 yesterday. Today's show got 321,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what the 7 and 9 are doing. What do you reckon Wake Up did?
Would have been about 60,000.
Oh, you're very close. 52.
52, yeah.
And will that be something that grows for them, or what do you think?
Oh, look, they're obviously going to start building on that.
Yeah,
When Sunrise started, they started from absolutely nothing. They were getting zeros on the ratings board in Adelaide when they first started. So,
are you serious? Like zero?
Absolutely, yeah.
Nobody watched in Adelaide?
Nope. Not in
well, don't forget, that wouldn't be exactly accurate as nobody watching, because these TV monitors are all done on a percentage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, you know, they put like 100 of these TV boxes on a television, and then that equates to the entire population.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their Studio 10 show did better. 61,000. That was the show after.
Is that the one with the old chick from The View on it?
Ida Buttress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the same. Oh, that's a different chick, not the chick from The View.
That's not Barbara Walters.
That's Barbara. Yeah, no, it wasn't Barbara.
Oh, Barbara and Ida, they're the same thing, if you ask me.
Okay, we're going to take your call. Stacey's phoned in. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, Jack, quick question.
Yeah.
I love Big Brother, but do you think it can come back for another year next year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been rating really well. It's in the high nines that it's getting, so that's a very good for Big Brother.
And do you like it, Stacey?
I love it.
Hey, would you I've got tickets in my hand here for two people to go to the NW Big Brother rap party on Friday night at Marquee at the Star. Do you want tickets?
All of the stars will be there, all of the contestants.
Do you want to go?
Yes, please.
Okay, tickets for you.
So who do you want to win, Stacey?
I know Kyle don't like her, but Jade.
Oh, you like Jade?
No, I don't mind Jade. Yeah. I don't like Tim.
Yeah, he doesn't like Tim.
Oh, no, I don't like Tim.
So who's left in there? Tim, Jade, and who else?
Tahan.
Oh, so yeah. Tahan, Tim, and Molly. I want Molly to win. Yeah, I want her to win.
Do you want her to win too, Stacey?
Yeah.
Would you actually pick up the phone and vote for her to win, though?
I have.
You have, good for you. Do you know what? Yeah. I'd actually like for Jade to win.
Have you picked up the phone
She's
and
the
voted,
real
Jackie?
Dark horse. I've never voted the whole time, but I...
Come on, give a
I've
vote.
I've always wanted Tim to win, if I'm honest, because he's just made that show. And look, without him, it wouldn't have been what it was.
He's an a-hole.
I hate Tim.
Yeah, but you've got to look at him and say, well, he provided us with so much entertainment, so I think he deserves to win for that reason alone.
I won't watch the show because of Tim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He's not that bad. Tim's
he is
all right.
Bad. I don't like him.
He's funny, but he's funny.
He's a nowhere. He's nowhere. That's when you say Tim equals nowhere.
He'll be somewhere when he comes out.
Yeah,
though.
He totally will. I guarantee you he'll be
He'll be straight to Breakfast Radio in Darwin. Big cheese.
Yeah, he'll have some breakfast
the
gig.
Big deal. He might even show up here.
He could do. You never know.
Good luck to him. Sonia, hello.
Oh, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Jackie. How are you going?
Good morning,
How
Sonia.
Are you?
I'm really well. I must confess, I've missed half your show this morning because I overslept. But I've been backing Jackie with your horses that you choose every year.
Well, I've done pretty well so far. Two out of three ain't bad, right?
You've been.
But I've picked those two winners. out of the last three Melbourne Cups.
You've done really well, actually.
She has. And yep. You know what? And for like the last couple of goes, I've been putting like $20 down here and there.
Yep.
But, you know, this being your last kind of show,
yep,
and me having all sorts of faith in you.
Oh, God, don't tell me you're going to bet big on it.
And you know what? It's because my husband, he works away in Perth, and he's gone for like 26 days of every month, and he's only home with 9, and we're actually planning a holiday. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to use $500 of his hard-earned cash.
Oh, no,
and
don't.
Hopefully I can pay for the holiday with my winnings.
Oh, Sonia, that's too much pressure. I don't want people to lose money over my bed.
Jackie, if you believe in your own ability... Yeah. Back her in.
I know, and I do feel strongly that I had that number 8 flash, which is Dan Dino, and I do think that I have a good, very good feeling, Sonia, but I just don't, the thought of someone actually losing their hard-earned cash worries me.
Are you mortgaging your house to put your bet on, Jackie?
No, I'm not.
So you're not even that sure in your own bet?
No, I'm not. So I'm going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to take the risk.
Bet everything you've got, Sonia.
Don't do that. Be careful.
No, you know what? I'm just going to do $500. I know it's ridiculous.
That's a lot of money. I don't even think I'm going to bet $500.
But you know what? Then because Perth is 3 hours behind,
yeah.
You know, let's just say it wins.
Yeah.
All right? And my husband rings me, you know, at what, 11 o'clock Sydney time, and I tell him, I won money on the Melbourne Cup. Thanks for Jackie's bet. I'm paying for the holiday.
Well, then there's the other phone call.
the babe,
I've spent all our money that we've been saving up for holidays.
Blame Jackie O.
Well, you've been working away tirelessly in another state for half the year.
I'll take it out of the kids' Christmas fund.
Please don't do it. I feel bad now, Sonia.
Would you like to change your mind, Jackie?
No, don't do it.
Oh, no. I'm definitely going with number 8, Dan Dino.
Lock in. Justin's on the air. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, Justin.
Good, mate. How you going?
Very well, sir. What can we do for you?
Oh, mate, you guys, you know, you did that interview this morning with the Winkle bloke.
Oh, yeah, it was bloody awful.
God, how boring was that?
It just shows you, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you'd still be a boring bastard at the end of the day.
That's exactly right, eh?
Pretty's got a little bit of it here. Have a listen to this.
You have a Facebook page. That surprised me.
Yeah, we figured we'd have one.
Like, if someone had done the dirty like that to me, I would be like, I don't want a part of what you're doing.
Maybe he's not bitter and twisted like
you are. I would
be.
Yeah, that's it.
Were you happy with how you guys were portrayed in the social network?
You know, hey, it's a movie, right?
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't elaborate on much. We were supposed to have him on for 2 breaks, and then Jackie and I gave ourselves the special...
We do the signal,
like, this guy sucks, let's get him off, and we're only doing the 1 break.
I thought he'd be really good.
You wouldn't understand that, Justin, because you don't work behind the scenes in radio, but it's just a roll of the eyes, and then we wind our finger in the air.
Like,
this is boring, let's wrap it up.
Oh, bless him. No offense to him. I mean, obviously, the Winklevoss twins, we know. Interesting story.
Who cares?
Got done over by Mark Zuckerberg. But hey, at the end of the day, he wasn't quite like we thought.
You want tickets to go to this NW Big Brother rap party Friday at the Marquee at the Star, Justin? You got him. Enjoy.
Good one.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Bye.
I gave you my word. I would return for you. Bravery will not ease your pain.
We know him as Chris Hemsworth. The world knows him as Thor. That's your cue, man.
It's
your
cue.
Thank you.
How are you, buddy?
Thor, but in Australia, still Kim Hyde.
I forget you're from home and away.
Thor, the Dark World, that's in cinemas right now. Mate, congratulations. Very successful. Your whole family's doing so well in this acting business. Who was first out of all the brothers to start acting? Who said, hey, Mum, Dad, I'm going to be an actor, and they went, oh, maybe you should get a job at Foot Locker. I don't think acting's going to work out.
It was Luke, the oldest brother.
Really?
Basically, yeah. He'd finished high school and went off and did an acting course, and then we kind of followed his path, and, you know, been bouncing around the world since. It's been
been crazy.
Been brilliant.
In one of the scenes in Thor, Natalie Portman slaps you pretty hard across the face. That actually, because sometimes they fake the slaps and then other actors like to do it for real. What was your choice?
I'd prefer not to do it for real, usually. But and it was initially set up as a stunt, and it just wasn't working. Just looked fake. And they said, this time just hit him and we'll get it. And, you only have to do it a couple of times. And the first time she did it, it's quite a big slap, and the two of us just cracked up, and so we had to do another take, and then it just got worse and worse, and it was like that classic thing of when you're not meant to laugh, you laugh.
Oh,
40 takes later.
40 takes? Is that 40 cracks to the face you took?
Yeah, this is going to be the best DVD outtakes extras that you'll see.
Man.
And Tom Hiddleston, she had to hit him as well. She did quite a bit of slapping in this film.
Oh, getting all her aggression out on you guys. I love it.
She was. We're the founding members of
With that dainty little hand of hers, play. Too. Just like a small right. little thing.
And so Anthony Hopkins, you worked with him, and do you have to call him Sir Anthony all the time?
Nah, there's a few people who have the Sir title and request that you use it, but I think he would laugh if you called him Sir. He is just such a great guy, it's Tony, it's not Mr. Hopkins or Anthony or anything, and he's just fantastic, and especially this time around, there was on all of us less pressure, and we all had a chemistry, we knew one another, and he comes on set and just tells stories, and the whole set and the crew just stops and listens. He's fantastic.
I bet he has some good stories up his sleeve. He does.
Just about everything. About every single actor and director you've ever thought about or imagined that he's met and has hung out with, and from Marlon Brando to onwards, and it's yeah.
Hey, Chris, I'm wondering, like when Sir Anthony Hopkins is there gathering everyone around listening to his boring old stories. When you go to your next film. And you're like, you're the actor that's got the most experience. Everything. Do you think I'm going to pull an Anthony here? And gather around. Everyone. I've got a story. I want to share with you. Do you do that?
Yeah, until I realize I have nothing as interesting to say as him, and no one's listening. Yeah, you try to think your experience, but no one cares.
How's your family? Does your wife say, "Oh, look"? Does she enjoy the kissing scenes, or is that a sore point, or does she know it's just acting, or what goes on there?
It's a bit of both. In all honesty, it's like, she's an actress, so I understand that, it is what it is, and understands that it's pretty far from romantic, those scenes.
Yeah.
100 people standing around with lights and cameras, but it's also very unnatural, to watch your partner kiss someone else. So
sure.
I think it's, for both of us, you might turn away from the screen when that moment happens, but she's fine.
No one knows each other like their partner, so your partner would go, that's acting, but there's a part of you, your eye twitch, that you only do that with me, and I know that you enjoyed that. I hope there's none of that going on.
Yeah, it's like your left leg was shaking, right? I know that thing.
Dead giveaway. Are you guys going to come home for Christmas?
We're trying. I'm shooting a movie in London at the moment, right up until like the 22nd, and we've got to go back to California quickly, and then whether we try and do that in 2 days and get to Australia by Christmas, but it'll be shortly after Christmas, if not before. Which I can't wait. I haven't been back for a long time now. Well, I wasn't able to come back for the Thor premiere because I was working.
Yeah.
But I miss it, man.
You didn't come.
Melbourne Cup today, Chris. Did you know that? Melbourne Cup today?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, damn it. Yeah. No one's even going to be listening to us. They're going to be watching the horses.
Oh, no. It's not for a while yet.
No one's watching the horses at 10 past 9.
Yeah.
Is that what time it is? Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's only 10 past 9.
three in the afternoon here in California.
Oh, right. So, yeah, it's across stuff. There.
And how's fatherhood treating you?
Awesome. So much fun. Man, she's... This mixture of English and Spanish, and it's an interesting hybrid of things, and mama, papa, awa, various various words, and then her own little language is just so much fun.
Her own baby language.
Yeah.
Your own baby language. It's just the best thing. Oh, I love it. They're away at the moment. My wife's actually shooting something in Hawaii, so...
Oh, sweet for you,
eh? I've seen him for a couple of...
You can chill back. You got no stress. You got no father
responsibilities.
Duties.
No, you know, yeah, actually, it's the opposite. Well, I mean, well, there's two things here, because I'm trying to... the film I'm shooting, we have to lose a lot of weight, and so I'm on a very limited amount of calories, which leads to me being a little grumpy. So it's good. I can come home, be grumpy, turn the TV on, and not feel guilty about it because no one's there.
So how much do you have to lose in what space of time?
We've got, we've been shooting for a month now, and we've, over the next 4 weeks, we've quite a lot more, and we're doing a between 500 to 600 calories a day diet.
That's hard.
And that's horrendous. You just...
It's only one can of Coke a day.
What does that allow you exactly? What are you going to eat?
I basically, in the morning, like you have a... I start... My first meal's at 11, which is a small piece of fish and a little salad. And then it's pretty much that for the rest of the day. The second meal, which is 4 hours later, is... just vegetable soup, and then the last meal is the same thing, a little bit of fish and a salad. Then you don't eat for 15 hours. Oh. You've got to have a fasting period. And it's just the whole time, the whole day, you just sit around. Like, there's about 15 of us on the crew, on the set, actors who are doing the same thing. And you've never heard 15 guys sit around and talk about their calorie intake and, you know, how much do we weigh and what's that cheat meal on the weekend going to be. And
what? I bet you can't wait for that movie to be over.
You know what I had just before?
What did you have?
I had 6 crushed Weet-Bix with a half a tablespoon of sugar, ladled full of milk. And 2 hours before that, I had 2 bits of toast with melted cheese and salt and pepper on it. How's that sound, eh?
That's pretty incredible.
This is like food sex talk.
You know what, though?
It's like food sex. That's right.
What are you going to say, Jackie?
You know what?
What are you going to say?
That's why you're not looking like Chris Hemsworth is what I was going to
say. Well, I'm not doing Philadelphia 2 either, am I?
It's a lot happier, though, and that's all that matters.
I don't know about that. Oh, and how's your brother going? Because obviously he's been in the news. We don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of all that, but he looks happy. He's all in good spirits.
Yeah, he is, mate. He's doing great. He's keeping busy with work, and he's shooting the next Hunger Games, or the next two, actually.
Oh,
back
I know. How good's that? What a great franchise
I'm not allowed to talk about it because I signed the piece of paper, but I went and saw that yesterday.
Oh, well, hang on. Aren't you breaking the...
I think I am, but I figure I can do it with Chris.
That's right.
Oh, so the paperwork says you're not allowed to talk about it unless you're talking to a Hemsworth brother, does it?
I'm assuming so.
That's right. You've got to read the fine print down the bottom. I'll talk to him. I'll allow it.
Yeah, good.
Sure, man, nice work for you. Thor, The Dark World, that's in cinemas right now. If you want to go and check it out, there he is, Chris Hemsworth.
Thanks,
this morning.
Chris. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, buddy.
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks. No worries. Oh, I like
him. Yeah, me
too.
Nice.
They're nice guys.
Guys, they haven't changed still, have they?
No.
Yeah. Hey, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, join us tomorrow morning.
Excellent. So they're on tomorrow. Yeah, if you missed the show today, you can download the Kyle and Jackie O app. It's all there. Still to come, Johnny Knoxville, Eric Bennett, Jerry Halliwell, Isabella Lucas, the Veronicas. Oh, man, Sonia Kruger will come on. We got those Big Brother tickets to give away for the NW party at the Star on Friday night. Good luck with the Melbourne Cup today, everybody.
Yes, good luck, everyone. We'll see who wins tomorrow.
Kyle and Jackie O, podcasting now.
Why wait? Call IYM7 on 1300 638 226 if you have trouble losing weight.